is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas appears to be over. Israel pounding parts of Gaza with airstrikes overnight. That's a scene near a hospital after the attacks. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry says more than 400 Palestinians were killed. Israel says Hamas did not agree to extend the terms of the first phase of the ceasefire as Israel wanted. President Trump will talk with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the phone this morning about a possible ceasefire in Ukraine. The Fed kicks off its two-day meeting today.
The Federal Reserve is expected to hold interest rates steady at around 4.5%, despite encouraging news on inflation and amid concerns tariffs could cause a recession. The Fed had lowered interest rates in 2024, though signaled a slowdown in rate cuts this year. After Wednesday, the Fed's next chance to change interest rates will be early May. Christiane Cordero, ABC News, Washington.
Today, President Trump will release the entire government file related to the assassination of JFK. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. The state Senate votes today on a bill overhauling K-12 tests in Wisconsin schools. The Republican-authored bill would revert the state's testing standards to what they were in 2019-2020, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-2022 school year. The University of Wisconsin is under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education. Friday memo from the department's Office for Civil Rights says UW-Madison is being investigated for its ties to a group called the PhD Project, which is a nonprofit that helps students from underrepresented groups obtain degrees in business. And the annual State of the Tribes address is today at the Capitol. St. Croix Chippewa Tribal Chair Thomas Fowler will deliver the 21st annual address to a joint session of the Wisconsin Legislature and other elected officials. Tad Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to around 60 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be east at 5 to 15. Tonight, showers 37. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain likely. 48 the high. Rain will change to snow tomorrow night. Could be a couple of inches by Thursday morning. You can get faster internet that costs less at Whole Home Connect. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Maximum hits 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. It is Tuesday morning, 7:03. Coming up, we're going to talk about Awkward Moments Day and how awkward are some of these scenarios, and some of them are doozies. Here is Heart, What About Love on Max FM.
I've been lonely. I've been waiting for you. I'm pretending, and that's all I can do. The love I'm sending ain't making it through to your heart. You've been hiding, never letting it show. Always trying to keep it under control.
You know something, it just ain't right. What about love? continuous hits of the 80s and 90s.
The only station I listen to at work.
Nonstop music.
Rolling all hour on 99.7 Max FM.
What today is.
Educate me, please.
I seriously think it's Sloppy Joe Day.
Yeah, it's supposed to be Sloppy Joe Day.
It's Sloppy Joe Day.
It is today, National Sloppy Joe Day.
It's all right. It's all right. It's Sloppy Joe Day.
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Get yourself some Sloppy Joes.
Let's start the show.
Come on. It's showtime.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 7-Eleven on Tuesday morning. Yes, it is National Sloppy Joe Day. We'll talk more about that in calendar days. You know, do you like them extra sloppy? You have to figure out what movie that is from. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast today. It's going to be a nice day to be out and about. Mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Tonight, we do have a chance of rain later into the evening, mostly cloudy with a low of 38. On Wednesday, rain is like possibly a thunderstorm transitioning into snow Wednesday night. Tomorrow, we're looking at a high of 43. Throughout Wednesday evening, we are looking at that rain-snow mix. We're looking at 1 to 2 inches of possible snow Wednesday into Thursday morning. Thursday, sunny, a high of 40. On Friday, we have a slight chance of afternoon showers. It will be partly sunny with a high of 54. Currently, it's 36 degrees outside the Max FM studios. Emily, how are you doing today?
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Dave. I am doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. You know, it was the day after St. Patrick's Day, and, you know, we went and partied last night. Oh, wait, we did not.
I was going to say, even if you did, you know you're not going to admit it on the radio.
No.
I know you ate some shepherd's pie, though. Everyone, Dave and I were trading pictures yesterday of our homemade shepherd's pie that we made. It was pretty cute.
Yeah, it was good. It really hit the spot last night. It was something that was really delicious. And you know what? I enjoyed it. It was a great meal. And I have a little bit left for this lunch today. So it's always a good thing to have leftovers.
You were going to say you have some left for this morning. I heard that. That almost happened. You might have shepherd's pie for breakfast, everybody. That wouldn't be the worst thing. It's vegetables and meat and potatoes. That's breakfast.
No, I ate a nice, nutritious breakfast already, so I made sure of that. So, yes, it was a good day yesterday. You know, I'm sure a few people had a little bit of fun last night. The part that I did find interesting is I was driving home about 1:15 this morning, was I saw a couple of our establishments were already closed. That means there wasn't too much partying going on. As I was looking at the streets about that time, I didn't see a whole lot of cars out here yet. So that's probably a good sign. So,
wait, why were you driving home at 1:15 in the morning?
Oh, long story.
What kind of hours do you keep, dude? What kind of hours do you keep? Do we even want to know? We don't want to know.
No, we don't.
Maybe we want to know.
You don't want to know. We're just taking care of things. And so, yeah. But I just thought it was interesting. At least two of the establishments were closed before, you know, bar time. And I don't know how late they stay open on a weeknight. That's full disclosure. I'm not normally out that late. But I thought it was interesting. Not a lot of cars around. So that was probably a good sign. So hopefully everyone's feeling good this morning. And, you know, this is awkward, but we didn't even know this holiday existed. Happy National Awkward Moments Day, Emily.
I think this is great. I'm excited to dig into this because, awkward moments happen all the time, and I love that they're called out. Like, when we grew up, I don't think they were called out. People were just like, just went the other way, and now people are like, awkward, and then you can kind of laugh about it, right? So,
right.
Like, everybody has them. It's okay, and it's nice to be able to kind of goof about it. So, like Dave said, this is awkward because we didn't even know this holiday existed.
No.
And we know everything. So we start at number 8, we start at number 1.
It's supposed to encourage people not to be so embarrassed because it happened to everyone. And a recent poll asked about these awkward situations on a scale from 1 to 10. Over a third of all gave at least a 7. So no, we'll just start at number 1 because and you can start with number 1, then I'll do number 2.
Okay. So gossiping. Okay, so to bring it back, we are talking about the top 8, awkward moments to celebrate Awkward Moments Day. So, number 1, gossiping about someone over text, and then you realize you texted them. That's bad. So here's a life lesson. Don't talk about people.
Right? Don't gossip about people.
Because if you don't get the right number going on in your phone, you're going to hurt someone's feelings. Possibly make them mad. Possibly have some explaining to do. I mean, yeah. So be careful of who you text. Be careful who you email. Reply alls. All those things. Best bet is to just be nice. But anywho, what's number 2?
Yeah, number 2 is watch a movie with your parents or family members, and then there's an adult scene in it. Yeah, that would be embarrassing. I remember watching a movie with my mother-in-law, and it was like, my sister-in-law was just freaking out, and I thought it was funny. And then my mother-in-law was like, hey, you got to watch that movie with your father-in-law. I think he'll really love that movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
That is awkward for sure. Number 3 awkward moments that most people have not enjoyed, but definitely experienced. Clogging a toilet, like at someone's house and you can't find a plunger. Yeah.
That's a real downer.
Definitely awkward. I mean, even if it's like your best friends or like your in-laws or whatever, it just is not a fun position to be in.
And it's about as awkward as telling a joke and nobody laughs.
That never happens to us on the morning show. I can hear all the laughter right now out there. I can feel it. Everyone's giggling along with us in the morning because we're so funny. Awkward. Anyway, to bring you back here, in case you're just joining us, we are talking about awkward moments because it is Awkward Moments Day. So here we are, number five, tripping, falling, or stumbling in public. Boom. Yep, this has definitely happened to everybody. I mean, it's a weird combo. You can be super graceful and also really clumsy. Like, I'm more of the, like, dropping all of the things rather than tripping or, like, running into something because I'm looking the other way when I'm walking.
Well, exactly.
It's embarrassing.
It is. Or getting out of your car, stepping into a pothole, and then falling down, and then the guy across the street comes running across asking if you should call 911. You're like, no, it's fine. My foot's pointing the wrong way, but no, it's fine. I'm just going to get back, dust myself off, and get back into the car. No, that's how you end up in the emergency room with two broken bones in your ankle.
Awkward and painful. That does not sound good. That sounds like a personal story, but we're just going to leave it that alone.
Well, we'll just leave it at that. It did happen, maybe to me, many years ago, you know. But it could just be like what someone said, pride and dignity all over the front lawn, too, you know. I mean, I never would roll
just
a video.
Just your ego was bruised.
Yes, I would never roll a video of that happening with somebody. So we should probably move along as we talk about Happy National Awkward Moments Day. And what is number six on the list, Emily?
Oh, goodness. Why are there always personal stories along with all these things for us? Anyways, number six, asking someone for money because they haven't paid you back. Ooh, yeah. That's super awkward because sometimes it's so awkward and uncomfortable that you just like let it go. You're like, no, I'm just going to eat that debt.
Yeah.
It's just not worth it.
No, it's awkward across the board. It's awkward for you. It's awkward for them. And I think if I remember correctly, there's a saying, if you're going to do that, you might as well just plan on it being a gift or something along those lines. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Just manage your own expectations because depending on who you're lending money to, whatever the position they're in, or if they're the kind of person that's just going to ignore that, then you're not going to hear about it again. So, yeah, just do it as a gift. Or you know someone needs, you know, whatever. Just be honest with yourself about how it's going to work out, because how yucky is if you do ask them and then they are like, what? Or yeah, they're like, I don't have it. Or whatever answer it is, except for here's your money.
It's awkward.
And they should have given it to you anyways, is awkward. Exactly. So we're talking about awkward moments. It is National Awkward Day, I guess. Today, how awkward that we didn't know that. But whoever cares about the things we don't know? Because we know a lot of cool stuff. So anyways, number seven of awkward moments, forgetting someone's name. Boom. That is so bad. Like,
it happens all the
personal
time.
Personal story on that one. I went to my husband's, I think it was back in the 10-year high school reunion, so it was quite a little couple years ago, and he told me, he couldn't remember anybody's name. Everybody remembered his name, so my job was to go up to people who said, hey, Rob, and say, oh, hi, I'm Emily, and you? So he could then remember their name before he had to address them, right?
I was like,
I'll do this for you this one time. So I did it. I didn't know anybody. I didn't go to high school with him, so I did do that, and then after that, I don't do that anymore. The whole family knows a look on his face when someone says hi to him. We're like, oh, you have no idea who that is.
Right. It's awkward.
Anywho, let's try to remember people's names.
Yeah, it's hard to do. I get it. We're talking about Awkward Moments Day, and number eight is hearing a recording of your own voice. We can totally relate to that one, so I totally get it. The top ways we can react to awkward moments include avoiding eye contact, an uncomfortable laugh or smile, fidgeting, blushing, and leaving. Also made the top five. When things get too awkward, we might just have to get the heck out of there. So yeah, I can totally get that. It's like when you forget someone's name, you can see the telltale signs and we're all guilty of it.
Back away slowly.
Yeah.
You can get out of there unless your foot is stuck in a pothole.
Yes.
But bringing it back to the beginning. All right.
Yes.
Well, those are the awkward moments for today. This holiday is Awkward Moments Day, and it is Tuesday, March 18th, and we're just moving right along in the morning show.
Yes, we are. You'll be back with us at 7:40 as we celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. And around 7:30, there's going to be some clowning around Bill O'Nock in the studio. So we'll behave ourselves or attempt to behave ourselves. So we'll be talking with Bill O'Nock shortly. So thanks, Emily. We'll talk to you at 7:40 with birthdays and anniversaries. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
What I want you got, and it might be hard to handle, like a flame that burns a candle.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. It is 7:24 on Tuesday, March 18th. We're hoping everyone's having a great Tuesday so far. You know, the day after St. Patty's Day. Hey, what you have for St. Patrick's Day? Text us and let us know, 608-355-9970. You listen to news on Max FM. Ninety-nine-seven Max FM. This is Dave Grant. I am joined by a very special guest today. I have Bello Knock in studio with me. Bello, what are you doing here today, buddy?
Oh, I am so happy to be back in what I would call my second home. But I am in town. Bello's Circus Extreme Dinner Show. It's at the Legacy Dinner Theater in Wisconsin Dells.
That is exciting. Now, when are you going to start your shows up there?
We start March 19 and we go all the way through April 27th. I'm not going to be here the entire summer, but basically we're doing a spring show.
So we have a spring show starting March 19th. So this is a limited time that you're going to be in Wisconsin because we know you're a busy guy. And so basically you have 6 weeks to get up and see Bello. Now, if people want to come to the show, what does it cost and what do they need to do to come see you?
That is a great question. I know that there are three different pricing options. Basically, if you want to sit closer to the action or further back, if you have kids with that, you know, may want to sit a little further back, or even if you're you know, there's pricing options. I don't know what they are because I've never bought a ticket, although I would. but it is fun for the whole family. It's a 2-hour show with a meal. So if people have seen me before, because some people go, Bello, why does that sound familiar? I'm the guy with the tall hair that stands 1 foot tall, straight up. Looks like I'm upside down, but I'm not. Johnny Bravo, Bart Simpson, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah, I can attach to that.
I'm the guy who got shot out of a cannon and flew over a helicopter on America's Got Talent. I'm a finalist at America's Got Talent. On Britain's Got Talent, champion, and 6 different Got Talents around the world. But we're bringing some of that fun, the daredevil and the comedy, that the Wheel of Wonder, the motorcycles inside the cage. We have puppy pals, dogs. We have aerialist dancing, all sorts of, and just fun for the whole family. And this time it's mixed with a dinner show.
Wow, dinner and a fun show. That is going to be a fun time. I can't wait to get up and see it. I know you and I had a lot of fun the last time you were here.
We did.
Remember the Wienermobile?
That's right. That's right. You know, Baraboo is like a second home to me. I will give away my age, but 37 years ago, this April 16th, I got married right here at this courthouse in Square. I grew up here, and this is home. I happen to be traveling all around the world. I just came back from Germany, Amsterdam, L.A. and New York. I have a stop here to enjoy friends, family, and do this great show. And then it's off to tour around. I'm going to be in Romania, the Netherlands again, and Australia. So it's fun to make a stop here and just enjoy, you know?
That is fun. And it's good to have you back in the Baraboo area to kind of be back in your old stomping grounds,
yes,
per se.
Yeah.
And you picked a perfect time of year to be back as well. It's springtime. It's a spring dinner show. In limited time, so if people want to get tickets, you need to go to Legacy Dinner Theater's website to get those tickets, or I assume they can just show up at the door and get tickets as well.
That's right. Walk-up is absolutely gummed, but LegacyDinnerTheater.com. LegacyDinnerTheater.com is a great place to get your tickets, and there's going to be different shows throughout the whole year. Christmas show, Sneaky Pete in the summer, and then we'll do a spring. I'll always be the spring show, and then there will be a fall festival show, and then different concerts every Friday. I think there's a number, like 460 shows year-round. It will be open, all of them with a dinner or a lunch option, 6 days a week. So come join us. Come have a good time. Here's what I say. It's the most important part. The only form of entertainment that 4 generations can laugh at, ooh and ah, and applaud at, and then create everlasting memories. It's appropriate for all 4 people in one family.
It definitely is. I saw your last show. I'm glad you're back. I look forward to seeing this one as well. Bello, thank you so much for stopping in today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
You are welcome. This is Dave Grant with 99.7 Max FM. 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. Yeah, having Bello in the studio is always an adventure. Yeah, he's always, he's messing around with stuff in here. We don't have everything bolted down, apparently. I just found that out this morning as well. So we thank him for joining us, and his first show again starts tomorrow night. As a reminder, if you are celebrating your birthday or anniversary, text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. Emily and I will talk about those around 7:40 this morning. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to summerjamwi.com to get your tickets now. Price increases this Friday, March 21st at midnight. Go to summerjamwi.com and get your tickets.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on max.fm/contest-terms.
A setback for the Bucks
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa and Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. We make hydraulic hoses from a quarter to 2 inches on the spot. We also custom bend hydraulic steel lines up to an inch and a quarter and 20 feet long, ready for you in 1 to 2 days. For a heavy equipment operators, industrial and farm, and the do-it-yourselfer, we'll get you the parts you need and back on the job. Shop Napa in Baraboo and Portage for hydraulic hoses and steel lines.
Get the good stuff.
While other stations play
the greatest songs for napping, we're keeping you going with more Maximum Hits.
99.7 Max FM.
Go!
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank. Banking better together. It is 7:39 on Tuesday morning. We hope everyone's having a wonderful day. It is Tuesday, March 18th. We are going to celebrate birthdays and anniversaries in just a moment. As a reminder, if you are celebrating today or know someone that is, please text those in to us now, 608-355-9970. You can also text via the free Civic Media app. Look for 99.7 Max FM. Tap on Max Mouse, click text, and send those birthdays in now. We will take a quick look at our weather. Today, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 60. Tonight, we do have a chance of rain later on. It'll be mostly cloudy with a low of 38. Tomorrow, rain is likely, possibly a thunderstorm, with a high of 43. Tomorrow night, we are looking at rain mixed with snow with a low of 24. We are looking at snow accumulations Wednesday night into Thursday of 1 to 2 inches currently. We are still actively monitoring that system. On Thursday, sunny with a high of 40. Friday, a slight chance of rain in the afternoon, partly sunny with a high of 54. Currently outside the Max FM studios, it is 35 degrees. Emily, I'm looking out the window this morning. It is partly cloudy, but it is light out, so that's a good thing, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, it was kind of a nice sunrise this morning. I know for you, it's just darkness all the time. All of a sudden, it's daytime, and you're like, whoa, what happened?
The lights are on. You know, that was the thing I forgot to do, was turn the lights on this morning. But, you know, the ambiance is cool, kind of cool. All the blinking lights and everything, and we have a couple of spotlights on, and so that looks kind of cool. And then with the view is just looking out, I can kind of see everything that's going on here today. And yeah, I can see it's cloudy. I couldn't see if the sun rose or not. I could tell it was lighter out, but I don't have windows facing the right direction, unfortunately. So, and I don't want to stick my head out the window, and everyone will think I'm weird or something.
I mean, that's okay. They wouldn't be surprised.
No one would. Anyone that let me in a building with windows that open, you know, it's not like I heckle my coworkers when the windows can open up as they're walking into the building at all. Yes.
No, that would not be anything you would do in any way. That would totally be out of line.
Yeah, I mean, I would never do that or try to give Emily any grief as she's walking into the building either. But, of course, she didn't hear me that day, so, but that's okay.
No, I'm, yeah. And there's, you know, these are kind of the reasons why maybe there should be some more screens or some more safety features on those windows. But you know what? Maybe not. Like, I don't know. That's just up to the landlord. And so, you know, yeah. I can't really get a hold of those people ever. So we'll just see how that works up. But anywho, moving right along. Okay. Keep that to yourself.
Yeah, I behave. Saying. I'm always on my best behavior. We don't want the landlord thinking I'm goofing around in their building or something. So, all right. It is Tuesday, March 18th. We should be looking at birthdays and anniversaries, not about Dave's shenanigans. Lily Collins is 36. That'd be Phil Collins' daughter. She's Snow White on Mirror Mirror and the star of the Netflix show Emily in Paris. And so, you know, Emily in Paris, that sounds like a good show. Don't know
it
why.
It sounds like a great show. I've never seen that, but anything with my name in it has got to be good. So I'll have to check that one out. Poor thing. She should be known only for those things and not being a famous person's daughter, but what are you going to do?
Right.
You know, she's probably pretty lucky also to have grown up with Phil Collins. He's a pretty good artist.
He's pretty cool.
It is also, yeah, he's very talented. It is also Dwayne Henry's 40th birthday today. Happy 40th. Over the hill, or is that 50? I don't know. I don't know what it means anymore, but he plays Clayton Reeves on NCIS. Is that one of your shows? Is that one of your programs?
He was the MI6 liaison in that show. I remember him being in there, a brief stint with him in there. So, yep. Definitely remember him on NCIS. And it's hard to keep track of the NCIS series now because they keep changing. And they had multiple different versions of it. They had NCIS New Orleans, NCIS LA. Both got canceled. Then they have regular NCIS, which was the flagship that was a spinoff of JAG. And then they have NCIS Sydney that started out on Paramount and now somehow ended up on TV. So not sure how that worked. I do not watch that one, though.
I can't keep up with any of those. There's just too many of them. You know, I gave up after Criminal Minds. I did like that show. A little cheesy, but I do like it's just interesting, right? Like,
right.
Like figuring out how law enforcement works, even if it is dramatized for television and obviously is going to be a little bit exaggerated, not completely based in reality, but they do the same I think they try to pull the process of how the things are done to figure out crimes. And I found that fascinating. Forensics, all that stuff blows my mind. So cool.
And solving it in under 58 minutes. That's how it all works. Not. Anyway, we'll move along
that's
to others.
That's the TV hyperbole part of that one. Anyhow, it is Adam Levine's birthday today. Everybody knows him from Maroon 5. He is 46. He is also... on The Voice. So he's a coach on that show. And I think he does a really good job on that show. I actually really enjoy watching him on that. I haven't caught it a whole lot, but I think he does. You never really know how like artists are going to do in a different seat. You know what I mean?
Right.
In a different kind of function. So you have no idea. Then you kind of really see their real personality. And I mean, it would kind of suck if they were like jerks or whatever.
Right, exactly.
He's really supportive, and I think he really does help people, as does everyone else on that show. I do appreciate The Voice. I like that show. Sometimes shows like that I don't really care for, but The Voice I do like. Sutton Foster is also 50 today. Liza on TV Land's younger. Dane Cook is 53. Queen Latifah, 55. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Love Queen Latifah. Maybe you can get some playlist action happening with her. I don't know.
I'm going to look. I was kind of curious about that. You know, you mentioned that, and I was... goofing around already in the playlist this morning. No, I was not messing around in the playlist in case the boss is happening to go back and listen or something. No.
Dave was messing around the playlist in case the boss is listening.
Yeah.
Queen Latifah is one of those people who can pivot from rap and singing to acting in a very successful way. Queen Latifah sang during the Academy Awards, right? Wasn't that?
Yeah, I think that sounds right.
Yeah, that sounds right. And she was in this big like princess dress and just killing it at 55. Anyway, huge fan. Happy birthday, Queen Latifah. We are talking about celebrity birthdays.
Did you know that? She was on TV as well.
I did know that. I don't recall the show. I'm sure you do.
The Equalizer. I don't watch it, but it's The Equalizer. So, yes, that show's been on since, I believe, 2021. So, and she's been in a lot of movies. Such a versatile person. I mean, we were watching a movie the other night, and I can't remember the name of it. And it was just, it was great. She was in there with Dolly Parton.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Now I gotta
go. That must have been awesome.
It was. It was great. And now I have to go back and find out which one it is. So I'll go look a little bit later. Or if someone knows which movie that is, go ahead and text us. 608-355-9970. We are celebrating celebrity birthdays today. And Jerry Cantrell, 59, Alice in Chains superstar.
Superstar is a way to say what they wrote, which we can't say on the radio, but it's still Jerry Cantrell's 59th birthday from Alice in Chains. Who else we got? Ooh, Vanessa Williams, 62. Biggest hits, Save the Best for Last, and Rick Fox. I don't know that Rick Fox is a song. That
I
was
didn't
a
either.
Hit of hers.
Wow.
It was her husband. I guess they were married for 5 years. I don't even know who that is. Anywho, moving right along. Dave, who else do you see on this celebrity
birthday right.
list?
Well, real quick, I have an answer on the Queen Latifah Dolly Parton movie. It's called The Joyful Noise, so it's a good thing somebody in our house was paying attention and remembered the song title or the movie title. Thank you, Wendy.
I remember that movie. It was quite good, actually.
Very good.
What a dynamic those two, right?
Like, it was great.
Just talk about superstars, right? That's pretty star power right there for sure.
Yes. All right, we are talking about celebrity birthdays. Mike Rowe is 63. He's a host of Dirty Jobs and the narrator of Deadliest Catch. Jeffrey Owens is 64. We know him as Elvin on the Cosby Show, and he was also working on Trader Joe's when his photo went viral. He was job shamed for it, and Tyler Perry offered him a job. He also landed a guest spot on NCIS New Orleans. See, it's coming full circle this morning. And last but not least, Brad Dourif is 75, the voice of Chucky in the Child Plays movies. He was nominated for the Best Supporting Actor for playing the Billy Bibbit on The One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's a 1975 movie, by the way, folks. He's also Grandma Wormtongue in the second Lord of the Rings movie. So that's our celebrity birthdays for Tuesday, March 18th, Emily.
David is not May.
I know. I'm wishing it was May. It's going to feel like May in my defense.
It's beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful day. And I have to do, I got to say, Dave, everybody out there, give him some silent applause or a slow clap or whatever you feel like, because he's really putting on his, movie trailer voice today. NCIS.
NCIS New Orleans.
All over the place. we get to have fun with that. We think this is our secret wish for our future, is to be asked to be one of those people who opens up the trailer with the like superstar.
Oh, that would be cool.
Seeing how scary it's gonna be.
The next action movie in Baraboo will be. Oh, that would be cool.
Alas, we are just on the morning show, and yes, we are so happy to be here. It is Tuesday, March 18th, for those of you that are just joining us. It is 7:49.
Yeah.
I got that just right. 7:49. We're just moving on through our morning. It is going to be a lovely day today. I think Dave said it's going to be around 60 degrees. Partly cloudy, but 60 degrees. And then maybe some weather later tonight.
Yeah, we're looking tomorrow into tomorrow night. We're keeping tabs on that, and we'll provide updates as needed. All the winter storm watchers are staying north of here. Currently, things are trending a little bit more this direction, so we'll keep tabs on that. And Emily, you're going to be back with us at 8:10 this morning. We're going to talk about songs we wish a karaoke machine would break. That's at 8:10 this morning.
Can't wait.
Me neither, and there are some good ones on there, so make sure you check some notes on that one. It is the morning show with Damon and Emily that is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes family practitioner Dr. Garrett Tesman.
When you get to know your patients for a number of years, you know what their priorities are, what they want to get from the treatment plan. One of my other big passions is integrative medicine, the idea that instead of just treating a disease with a medication, it's taking a step back, seeing about changing lifestyle, be that diet or exercise, and really being able to bring patients off of medications when someone doesn't need it anymore.
For more information about Dr. Tesman, visit ramchealth.com.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers, and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jace also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
The Midwest's newest music event, Summer Jam, is coming June 20th and 21st to Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Summer Jam is 2 big days of music from Everclear, Rick Springfield, Live, and Leonard Skinner. Sweet home, Summer Jam has more. Marshall Tucker Band, Collective Soul, and the Black Crowes. VIP, general admission tickets, and campsites are on sale. Get yours and check out the full lineup. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Summer Jam 2025 in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Go to SummerJamWI.com now. Don't miss this party.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers 2 convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
When it comes to finding great deals on suits, timing's everything. And now's the time, because Macy's semi-annual suit sale is here. Save 40 to 60% on new suits and blazers from Calvin Klein and Michael Kors, with performance suits starting at $99.99. And if you need advice on the perfect fit, Macy's free personal stylists are here at the store and ready to help. If you need a new suit, there's no time like the present, because the Macy's suit sale won't be back until the fall. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Play them too. Oh, but I need some time off.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
99.7 Max FM.
It's funny how I find myself in love with you.
Is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
Max FM.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Israel pounding Gaza with more airstrikes overnight, signaling an end to the ceasefire. ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz has more.
The tenuous ceasefire between Israel and Hamas over. Israel launching a wave of deadly airstrikes across the Gaza Strip.